This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel authenticates four bills, including bill designed to amend Corruption Alleviation Act. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma reaffirms government's commitment to economic growth and good governance. Nepal Electricity Authority assures internal management of electricity to avoid load shedding after India limits power supply via Indian Energy Exchange. And nightclub fire kills at least 59 people, injuring more than 155 in North Macedonia. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawdel has authenticated four bills that were endorsed by both houses of the Federal Parliament. The Office of the President informed that President Pawdel today certified Bill designed to amend Corruption Alleviation Act, Bill designed to amend Secure Transaction Act, Bill designed to manage e-commerce, and Bill designed to manage legislation. Today's meeting of the House of Representatives approved the proposal seeking consideration on the bill designed to amend some Nepal acts related to improvement of economic and business environment and promotion of investment and the Economic Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Bill. The proposals presented by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Pawdel were approved by a majority of votes. Responding to queries raised by lawmakers during deliberations, Finance Minister Pawdel stated that the government was confident, rather, that the bills would improve economic and business environment in the country and strengthen the budget implementation system. Meanwhile, lawmakers have expressed dissatisfaction over the issue of providing lifelong benefits to former distinguished office bearers. Speaking during the emergency hour of today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the lawmakers argued that it was inappropriate to offer lifelong benefits to former BIPs at a time when the country's economy was struggling. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma has called for positive change across all sectors of society through the equal participation of men and women. The Prime Minister's remark came while inaugurating the Women Leadership Summit 2025 organized by the Industry Ministry and the Confederation of Nepalese Industries in Kathmandu today. The Prime Minister noted that cooperation between the government and the private sector was significant to encourage both enterprise development and women's empowerment. The Prime Minister also reaffirmed the government's commitment to economic growth and good governance. On the same occasion, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari stated that the government was prioritizing industrialization in partnership with the private sector. Nepal Electricity Authority has assured that there will be no load shedding while managing the internal supply of electricity within the country. The authority's assurance comes after India said it would supply electricity only from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. via the Indian Energy Exchange from today onwards. Nepal Electricity Authority clarified that situation of possible load shedding would be avoided through proper and effective management of the electricity. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithib Subhagurung, has stated that local labels have lost significant revenue from advertisements on hoarding boards. Speaking at a program organized by the Advertisement Board today, Communication Minister Gurung urged local labels to better manage advertising through hoarding boards within their systems to secure revenue. The Communication Minister also mentioned that the government was planning to revise the Advertisement Act to better regulate advertisements on social media platforms. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ek saath.
Gharma TV hernus, ya internet chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ek saath.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet.
नयाँ चढान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has announced the schedule for the Sagarmatha Sambad, a climate-related dialogue. The Sagarmatha Sambad Secretariat held a press conference today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, stating that the event will take place from May 16th to 18th. The program aims to raise global awareness about the impact of climate change on the Himalayan region. The Secretariat also highlighted key topics of discussion, including food security, agricultural revival, climate-induced disasters and risk reduction, as well as efforts to minimize damage to the Himalayan region. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 59 people have been killed and more than 155 injured in a nightclub fire in North Macedonia, the BBC reports. The blaze broke out around 3 a.m. local time at the Pulse Club in Kukani, a town around 100 kilometers east of the capital Skopje, where 1,500 people were attending a concert by DNK, a popular hip-hop duo in the country. Country's interim minister is cited as saying arrest warrants have been issued for 4 people at the scene without giving any details. He announced the arrest of a man earlier and a state news agency Mia said the club owner was detained. According to internal reports, the fire had been started by sparks from pyrotechnic devices that had hit the ceiling, which was made of highly flammable material. At least 34 people have died in the U.S., including 12 in the U.S. state of Missouri alone, after deadly tornadoes tore through several southeastern states. In Kansas, at least 8 people died after more than 55 vehicles were involved in a crash due to a dust storm. According to tracker power outages, more than 250,000 properties were without power across 7 states overnight into Sunday. Further severe weather is expected for the region, with tornado warnings issued across eastern Louisiana, western Georgia, central Tennessee, and the western Florida. 6 deaths were reported in Mississippi by the governor, Tide Reeves, as several tornadoes spread across the state. Flash flooding and flood warnings have also been issued in many states as severe weather continues to track across the southeast. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places in the mountainous regions in the country. The weather will remain partly cloudy with chances of light rainfall along with thunder and lightning at 1 or 2 places in the hilly region across the country. The Tarai region will witness gusty wind at a few places in Kosi and Madhes provinces, and the Tarai region of the Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpasim provinces will experience partly cloudy to mainly fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porwal authenticates 4 bills, including bill designed to amend Corruption Alleviation Act. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirms the government's commitment to economic growth and good governance. Nepal Electricity Authority assures internal management of electricity to avoid load shedding after India limits power supply via Indian Energy Exchange. And nightclub fire kills at least 59 people, injuring more than 155 in North Macedonia. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.